Welcome to Making It to the Backdrop. Our special guest is Dalton McKee. Dalton, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, hey, I'm Dalton McKee. I'm from Iola, Texas. I'm 21 years old. I'm currently the herdsman there at Diamond J Simmental's, and I travel and fit show calves there for Luchette Cattle and help a few other families, Wesley Walker and that much, and raise a few of my own there on the side.
That's great to hear. So let's dive into your background in the livestock industry and how you got started. I know you're only 21, but you've been in the game for a couple of years and by on your own, but also like your junior career and all of that.
Well, I started at a young age showing Brangus show heifers and American cattle, and that's kind of what I grew up showing all the way through my junior career. There, probably when I was in high school, Timmy Luchette came to me and hired me there at the Brangus Junior Nationals, and that was probably where I really got one of my first starts in the fitting and had some mentors like Stephen Roop and Cody Luchette there to teach me along the way.
Oh, that's awesome. So, you said something about being Diamond J's herdsman now. So how did that get started and what are y'all working on now and what's the goal there?
Well, Tommy and my dad had grown up together for a long time, and the Jacksons there have been longtime family friends. I probably started helping them there around my senior year of high school, helping them buy and select cattle and go in and go to all the shows with them, helping them fit and stuff. And now, I mean, I've been with them there for 3 or 4 years, and our goal pretty much now is to raise, elite Simmental cattle and be able to raise good seed stock cattle and get replacement.
Hired by Timmy Luchek at Junior Nationals, and you got into fitting there. Did you ever think that you were going to make this a full-time career? Did you ever think that it would go somewhere? Just touch on that for me for a little bit.
Ever since I was a little kid, I've always wanted to help my dad fit or clip. Probably when I was 7 or 8 years old, my dad had a set of clippers in my hand, and he would sit me on a 5 gallon bucket there at trim shoots, make him and his crews fit all day. And I was just as eager as anybody to, want to grab a can of adhesive and a comb and see what I could do. And later on, I was lucky enough to meet some guys like Braden House and Timmy and them, and really got where I actually figured it out and got pretty good at it.
Yeah, I can relate to sitting on a feed bucket, but I cannot relate to being eager to learn how to fit. Unfortunately, I just showed cattle, not necessarily wanted to fit. So kudos to you. But what, making it to the backdrop is everyone's goal in this industry. And, myself, I made it to the backdrop with some slick steers. But in your world, y'all fit heifers and what's that world like? I mean, it's hard making it to the backdrop, but I mean, there's a lot of time that goes into that. And I want you to touch on that because not everyone gets to make it to the backdrop, especially get to fit on incredible cattle and then win with them is just a whole nother experience.
Yes, ma'am. Going all the way backdrop, I mean, it goes all the way to straight down to cattle selection, and that's what we've really focused really hard there at Diamond J is female selection and bull selection, and which we've had an incredible run with a lot of the females. But and I've had, again, there I want to touch back with Timmy Luchek. He's taught me how to feed and manage them there at the house and stay on top of their feet and daily, I mean, just daily cares. Does more than anything I could ever do there on show day with a comb and a set of clippers.
Yeah, I agree. I also just, coming from a family that, we didn't have the help or a person like you to help us. We were doing it there on our own. And, I respect y'all guys that come out and help and make those cattle look so incredible. And I wish I had the opportunity to have a guy like you in my barn. But something that a lot of kids starting out at a young age like they just want to get in it. And like you said, Timmy Luchek just came up and hired you. But if you could give any advice to someone that's trying to get in the world of fitting and pulling a back leg and clipping and learning how to do what you do, what would be the best advice you'd give them?
Hey, I think probably the best advice I could give any young person, it's just like the way my dad made me learn, and had taught me is just pay attention, go to those bigger time guys and stuff that know what they're doing, and hey, you ain't got to sit there and ask them questions. Sit and watch and see how they do stuff. Pay attention. That is the biggest thing that I've ever learned, is the more you pay attention, the more you'll figure out.
Yeah, that's great. So we're gonna switch the topic here for a minute and talk about college. And I think that a lot of people, I touched in the first episode about this with Darren Wiley, about how a lot of kids feel like they have to go to college, and you're someone that has proven that you don't have to go to college, and college isn't for everyone, and I specifically believe that but to make it in this industry and not be going into college. I mean, how would you give advice on people that are in that position that you were a year ago?
I went ahead and I attended Blinn. I didn't attend very long, and I wasn't the best student there in the world. I spent more time, and I was worried more about what college I was going to go to next, and just running around and trying to have fun. But I will say, college is incredible, and it just wasn't for me. But as long as you can have a good work ethic and get out there and achieve your goals, I think that's probably what the most important. Where my heart and soul lives is trying to figure out how to raise the next best American steer, a Simmental cow. And that's just what I strive to do. I don't strive to go and sit in a math class every day. I strive to learn how to make genetics work and how I can manipulate hair to make a belly or a back leg or a tail head look better, or how I can make my bulls collect better. I can make better females that produce milk better and still be able to carry good numbers on cows while making them look good in the show ring. That's just where my heart laid at, and that's where I'm really passionate about. I just wasn't passionate about, college. But college is good, and everybody probably needs a degree in this world. And in 10 years, I might wish I would have had one. But
Yeah, I can relate to not wanting to sit in a math class every day, but here we are, 3 weeks away from college, graduating from Texas A&M. Whoop. The next thing I want to talk about is you on the road. I mean, a lot of people can't do what you do, and I mean, someone that knows you personally, you're gone a lot, and it's hard. I mean, in my perspective, it has to be hard on you. But like, give some advice on that. I mean, you go 2, 3 months and never come home. I mean, that's got to be rough.
It's rough, and a lot of it, I'll say, is keeping a good, clean lifestyle. Don't do drugs, kids. That's honest. That's been the downfall of many great fitters. But there's been times I haven't seen my family for 2 or 3 months. But what keeps me, kind of a little fire burning inside is just, that drive from Kaufman, Texas, to Louisville. And you leave Louisville, you head straight back to the house, and you start getting ready for Congress. You leave for Congress, you go to Denver. You leave Denver, you go to Fort Worth. It's just been a, it's a hell of a ride, and you got to really love it to be able to go on the road and do it that long and do it that hard and run hard. But the reward in the end is definitely worth it, I'd say.
Yeah, that's incredible. I could never be on the road for that long. But I also love my own bed. So,
Yeah, you learn to sleep pretty good in a hotel room. I'll say that. Hotel room or a back seat of a truck sleeps real damn good.
yeah. But let's talk about your highs in the past couple years and you making it to the backdrop and being a part of those wins. I mean, that's so incredible to be able to make it to the backdrop to begin with, but for you to be a part of those cattle, not only as a fitter, but as a herdsman as well, like that's gotta be just great.
Yes, ma'am. I'll touch back something, and I didn't have as much to help with it. All I did really was help with a little bit of daily care and fit. But one of the wins in the past couple of years that really probably meant the most to me was Maddox Hartman's Supreme Champion American female there at the Cattlemen's Congress the first year they did this Supreme Drive for the American breeds. That was pretty incredible. And I was very blessed to stand alongside those guys as we did that. Then fast forward a couple of years, there was a female that, I was able to be a part of from the beginning with me and Neil Thompson, founder and a pastor in southwestern Kansas. And owned Ben Morgan Jackson's Red Angus female. We campaigned here the past 2 years, and we had a lot of success with. And I still to this day believe she's probably the most incredible Red Angus I've ever seen. I loved that animal. We were won junior nationals with her there back in the summer, and that was real cool. And then we get to the fall shows. We were reserve at Kansas City, a little disappointed. A couple weeks later, we head into Louisville, and she looked incredible. We had her bred on time. She's big, heavy bred, cool bellied. And hey, Morgan's an incredible showman, but and I've been really blessed with the crew that I've been able to surround myself with. I think I have the best set of, friends, and which are now for most part family. And they've become family to help me get these cattle across. And there in Louisville, we were able to exhibit champion Red Angus female and have the first Red Angus that was in the top five for the Supreme. And she was fifth overall Supreme on Morgan's last year showing as a junior.
Yeah, that's so incredible. That's just awesome to hear. But I know that y'all also at Diamond J have had a real run with Coping with Destiny. I want you to touch on him for a second for me, please.
Hey, that bull. He's been really special there since day one, and we've been very blessed to be a partner with him there with Troy Jones Show Cattle and Jason Menhart and Jason Elmore. And hey, Jason Elmore's played a huge part in that bull's winning. He's the one that took care of him every day and fed him every day. And I was just lucky enough to be able to work on that bull at the shows, and that was probably one of my favorite. That is probably my favorite bull that we have been able to own and be a part of. And this year we were able to be Supreme Bull there at Cattlemen's Congress. I think since then we've sold nearly over 3,000 straws in the past couple of months of semen on them. And that animal is just incredible. He is incredible. I mean, he's been one of my favorite bulls ever since. We have gone undefeated with him and won every show there was.
Yeah, that's awesome to be a part of that bull at Diamond J. And I know recently you said that you were the herdsman there. And so I want to touch on that for a second because I know you've worked for them for a couple years now, but you're now the herdsman there. And I want you to talk about y'all's goals there and what you plan to do there. And what's the end goal for you and for your future?
That was a deal. Tommy Jackson had come up. This is a couple months ago. Tommy Jackson had come to me and said, "Hey, you know what? Why don't you move up here? Let's build a show barn, and you come up here and help us run stuff." And I was extremely excited to do it, and it's something I've been doing there for a long time. And so really, I think some of my goals there are trying to raise the most elite Simmental cattle in the breed while still being able to keep them good cows and keep them good built. And I mean, I'm gonna touch back to a quote I heard from Brandon Horn. As long as you just build your breed from not necessarily build your breed, build your cattle from the ground up, build them like a box, and that's what I'm gonna try to do. Make them good structured and good bellied, good back legs, and while still being able to keep plenty of maternal ability in them and make them good mama cows. But on the other side of it, we're gonna do a lot of embryo transfers and stuff, and try to keep our donor cows there real stacked. And on top of that, I mean, we're going to keep a little bit of open show string going, but we're really wanting to step into being able to sell more cattle now to juniors in Texas and other states, and probably step back on us exhibiting as many and start selling some more and really making a cow operation out of it.
Yeah, that's incredible to hear. I know that, that's my dad manages Double H Ranch in Absolutely, Texas, and we, have raised American Club calves, and I showed most of those. And so I know it's hard from building the ground up, and it's hard on someone, and so I wish you the best of luck doing that. And it sounds like y'all have a bright future ahead of y'all. But if there's anything else you'd like to share, give any advice to these young kiddos that want to do what you do, please do so.
Hey, probably my best advice to these young kiddos is don't be afraid to go out and ask for help. I know I love when little kids go up and ask me and they want to learn and they want to pay attention. Hey, that's all of us guys. We love to teach the younger generations, and hey, we're gonna grow old someday. We gotta have somebody to replace us.
That's awesome. Thanks for coming and letting me to talk to you, and I wish you the best of luck in the future.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.